Okay. Only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first... There. The last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
What's up, YouTube? It's me, your host, lover, friend, Dee Trussell. And it's a beautiful thing to be back here with my dear friend, Josh, back in Austin. Just got back from an incredible tour of Australia. If anybody's watching who went to those shows, thank you. My God, that was the most fun I've had in ages. Like, incredible. I'm jet lagged as fuck right now, though, man. Like, it's just insane. My brain is mush. Traveling around the planet, going to the other side of the planet and back, and it just fucks with your head. I don't know if you knew this, but time zones are not just in the United States. Did you know that, Josh? They got them in Australia. So you fly from one side of Australia to the next. You land, you go to your hotel, you do a show, then boom, you're back on a plane and your head just gets mushy and I'm so fucking tired. And also, ever since I got back from Australia, I have been working nonstop on an incredible video. I don't want to build it up too much. I just want to say in advance, I think some of you might think that, you know, it's unethical to, as they say, dox people. And I got to say, I agree with that. But, you know, sometimes you have to ask yourself, is anonymity good for people all the time? You know, maybe sometimes when someone is trapped in anonymity, you free them, you liberate them, you rescue them from a self-imposed prison. And so the video you're about to see, I've worked on it nonstop. It's long, but I figured we could just show it. It's about an hour and a half long. It took me a long time to do. I'm nonstop, man. Look at my eyes. If they seem tired, they are. I am so not that video, Josh. Don't play that. Go ahead and play the video itself I sent you. Do you have it? What's wrong?
I'm good.
Get ready, guys.
No, that's not that one.
Not that one. Don't play that.
All right.
Play the video. We went through it a million times. Been working nonstop on this, you guys.
This one?
Yeah, that's it. Let's roll. Pangolins. I mean, what are they? They're cute, but are they evil? Kind of like lizards. I remember pangolins. Yeah. That was when I used to play Hollow Knight. I think there were pangolins in there. Can't wait for Silk Song. Should I buy a Switch for that? Seems crazy. Isn't it going to be on PlayStation? They've added a new cake pop at Starbucks. A raccoon. Or something that is trying to be a raccoon. And yet, look at that poor thing's eyes. It's like it knows it's a simulacrum. Always seeking realness. Wanting to be authentic. And yet, doomed to forever be a poor imitation. I'm thinking a lot about doors and walls. A wall without a door sends a message. It says, you can't come in. Add a door to it, and the wall changes. With enough force, any wall becomes a door. Any wall can be overcome. And in this overcoming, we merge with the wall. We become forever part of the wall story. Pangolins. I mean, what are they? Pangolins. I mean, what the fuck? What are they? Pangolins.
Josh, what the fuck? I mean,
pangolins. I mean, what are
what
they?
What the fuck?
Hold on.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Sorry about that.
What? Are you kidding me? What happened?
I got a little rusty. You left to Australia. I got drunk a lot. I'm getting used to doing this again, okay?
Dude, so I worked on that. I've been up for two nights working on this fucking thing. Play it again.
All right.
Did you just...
Hold on, I'm refreshing it.
All right.
From the beginning?
Yes. Okay. People are coming in right now. You can't... Okay. Do it again. Pangolins. I mean, what are they? They're cute, but are they evil? Kind of like lizards. I remember pangolins. Yeah. That was when I used to play Hollow Knight. I think there were pangolins in there. Can't wait for Silk Song. Should I buy a Switch for that? Seems crazy. Isn't it going to be on PlayStation? They've added a new cake pop at Starbucks. A raccoon. Or something that is trying to be a raccoon. And yet... Look at that poor thing's eyes. It's like it knows it's a simulacrum. Always seeking realness, wanting to be authentic, and yet doomed to forever be a poor imitation. I'm thinking a lot about doors and walls. A wall without a door sends a message. It says, you can't come in. Add a door to it, and the wall changes. With enough force, any wall becomes a door. Any wall can be overcome. And in this overcoming, we merge with the wall. We become forever part of the wall's story. Pangolins? Pangolins. I mean, what are they? Pangolins.
The fuck?
I mean, what are they?
Maybe it was pangolins. The video you sent me.
It's not the video.
Pangolins.
I watched the whole thing. It's
what are they?
It's gonna cut out. Oh shit!
That's your shit, dude. That's not the vid.
All right.
Just work. You work on it. We'll just work on it. We'll come back to the video. Okay. No big deal. It's cool, man. Okay. Look, guys, having a little tech issue here. You know how it is. You never know. Mercury is not in, or it is in retrograde. Mercury's in retrograde somewhere, and. So that means you're going to get tech issues. We will fix it. This video is going to blow your fucking mind. It is a powerful expose and it sends a message and it's important. It's an important video that people need to see. You didn't ask why I'm so dressed up, Josh.
Ask why. Why are you so dressed up?
Well, I went to mass today. Yes, I went to mass because... you know, that horrible fucking thing happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my fucking God. And, you know, it feels weirdly tight. For those of you who are just catching up, I had a bishop on and we talked about how Christians are the most persecuted religious group on the planet. And then this fucking happens and it's the most fucked up thing of all time. It happened during a mass while people were fucking praying. This piece of shit came in there. And it's so unspeakably horrible. It's like atom bomb level fucked up. The guy was definitely possessed by demons. If you 4chan has a great, you can see the manifesto and all the crazy shit the son of a bitch drew. Him looking in the mirror and a demon looking back. And I figured I should go to the mass, show solidarity. People were scared to go, but it was the most beautiful. It was beautiful. It was so sad and beautiful and sweet. And just the difference between those two energy forms, it's polar opposites. And it's so sweet because something like that happens and the demons in me are man, it sucks that guy is dead because it would be nice to torture that person forever. It would be nice to just ceaselessly torment this person, infinitely torment them. And then you go in and the whole message was just love, 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 all you can do is love. That whenever anything like that happens, whenever there's some horror, whenever there's a personal affront, or whenever there's something on the global scale where Christianity becomes Christianity, is the response is love instead of punching back, which is so beautiful. And like just something about being in there and looking around and like it's all these kids and like, you know, just it's just the sweetest, most beautiful thing. And do you know what today is in the Catholic Church? You should know.
I don't.
It's the day they cut fucking John the Baptist's head off, which is so funny. I'm with my kid. You know, there's no way to tell the story without mentioning decapitation. So, you know, they read the part in the Bible where, if you don't know the story, basically there's a king and essentially an amazing stripper comes into the party and dances. And she's so fucking hot. The king's hammered. And so he does the thing that so many of us have done when in the company of strippers. He said to her, "I'll give you anything you want, whatever you want, name it. I'll give you half my kingdom, I'll give you anything." Just drunk dummy at a strip club, basically. And so she goes to ask her mom what she should ask for. And I guess her mom's pissed at John the Baptist. I don't know the gossip, but she's like, "John the Baptist's head on a fucking platter." So the stripper goes back, which, by the way, idiot stripper. Because if like some king is offering me a bunch of shit, I'm not going to ask for some old fucking desert hippie's nasty ass decapitated head. I'm like, give me half the kingdom.
Yeah.
You said it. Give it to me. Well, anyway, goes back to the king, says, "John the Baptist's head on a platter." And the king, because he said all this shit in front of his friends, his ego is involved, sends his executioner out. They chop off John the Baptist's head, bring it back on a fucking platter. It's so death metal. And I look down at my kid and he's just like, "What the f-?" He's like, "They chopped off his head." I'm like, "Yeah, they did, Bubba. They put it on a platter like a cake." And so it was weird timing too, because John the Baptist is like, you know, I guess one of the first Christian martyrs. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the first Christian martyrs. And it's just weird timing. And then they sang this song about the martyrs, and you're thinking, technically, like, for sure, those kids who got murdered are now martyrs. Like, they just joined legions of murdered Christians who are murdered for nothing, no reason, other than some fucking psychopath on SSRIs, like, decided to send an idiot message. Which, by the way, to me, like, those acts of violence paradoxically seem to emphasize the veracity, the truth of Christianity. Because, like, you know, like, people aren't doing that shit to mall Santas. You know what I mean? People aren't doing that shit to other, like, quote, fictional characters. You know, it's like something about the church and something about what's happening there is so offensive to people. And the pathetic response, all they have is violence. It's like the story of Christianity. If all you could do is crucify some hippie who's like up your ass, it's pretty, you lose the argument, man.
I think it's because they know that we won't do anything back to them. Like, that's why Saddam had only Christians around him.
That is a very cynical take, Josh.
I know.
You think the reason they do it is they're like, yeah, well, they're not going to fuck with like Scientologists. They'll fuck you up. They're not going to fuck.
Yeah.
They're not going to fuck with like, I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I think it's like, it just gets in people's heads and I think the people who are the most opposed to it are the ones closest to it. This is like why are you even talking to me right now? Why are you not working on fixing the tech issue? No, I mean, I love you, man, but we gotta get this studio fixed up, man. Look at my fucked up hairline. You know how much it sucks getting old, man? It's like, You're in between a rock and a hard place. Like, your options are have a fucked up receding hairline or do the full bald. And, like, neither is good. Or go hat. And it really is, like, it is like being cursed by the gods. It is, like, I don't know. Like, if you had to choose between, like, Sisyphus pushing that boulder up and down the hill forever or, like, having, like, a receding hairline. I don't know, man. You're going to think about it for a second. You're going to think about it. Like, I don't know. Boulder sucks, but if I have a nice head of hair, it's still, there's probably people down there. Probably women down there. Did you fix it?
I re-exported it, so it should work.
Okay. All right, guys. Here we go.
From the top?
As I said, you know, I'm addressing everything in this video. Go ahead and play it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Work.
Pangolins. I mean, what are they? They're cute, but are they evil? Kind of like lizards. I remember pangolins. Yeah. That was when I used to play Hollow Knight. I think there were pangolins in there. Can't wait for Silksong. Should I buy a Switch for that? Seems crazy. Isn't it going to be on PlayStation?
They've added a new cake pop at Starbucks. A raccoon. Or something that is trying to be a raccoon. And yet, look at that poor thing's eyes. It's like it knows it's a simulacrum. Always seeking realness, wanting to be authentic, and yet doomed to forever be a poor imitation. I'm thinking a lot about doors and walls. A wall without a door sends a message. It says, you can't come in. Add a door to it, and the wall changes. With enough force, any wall becomes a door. Any wall can be overcome. And in this overcoming,
get ready,
we merge with the wall.
Right after this.
We become forever part of the wall's story.
Get ready, friends. About to drop the hammer.
I mean, what are they? Pangolins.
Fuck!
What are they?
What is it, dude?
I have no idea.
Pangolins.
That's weird that it repeats.
What are they?
Is it your computer?
I have no idea.
What the fuck, man? You gotta fix that. People are gonna be pissed. A lot of people came here for that.
Maybe if I export it in a lower...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say that. Export it a lower thing. Sorry, you guys. We're working on this. Hang in there. We're gonna make this work. this, guys, if you're bothered by this, I am bothered by this. I've been working on this. Look at my fucking eyes. Look at them.
It's like something's missing a little bit.
No, it's like I'm tired.
Oh, sorry.
What? Nothing's fucking missing.
I was reading.
I'll tell you something's missing. What's missing is the gear I need to run my video at this fucking studio. But yeah, I'm exhausted. I poured my heart into that video. And everybody who's like, you know, waiting here for it, it's coming. This is coming. And Josh is going to fix this. I've been working non-fucking stop on this. Like, you don't even know. Like, when you fly across the country, you're exhausted. You're exhausted. I mean, across the planet and the country. I flew across the planet and the country. And you're tired. I have a friend, he says that the reason that you get so tired is because your astral body doesn't travel as fast as a plane. And it's like a rubber band effect. Like, your astral body, it's still back in Australia. My astral body is probably, it's probably in LA by now, but it sort of slowly catches up, which is why you get tired. And so I knew right away for all my fans that I had to, you know, I had to make this video. I had to be transparent. I had to let people know what's going on. And I did. I had a fingernail issue from editing. Like, I fucked up one of my fingernails. I bled into my computer. I thought the blood was going to fuck up the computer. But yeah. So Josh, come on, man.
Maybe the blood got into the, when you exported it, it messed up.
Come on.
I'm exporting it again. It's almost done.
You know, it's crazy though, because like I'm used to going to like Ram Dass retreats and stuff. And, you know, it's just weird to be in a Catholic church. And there it is. There's that same kind of energy that shows up at like other places I've been to that are like, I don't know, I guess you could say a little cooler, like more socially acceptable. It's way more socially acceptable to go to like a Hare Krishna temple than it is to go to a Catholic church, you know? But there's that exact same vibe. It's like the coolest thing. I don't know how to put it. It's like clean or something. It's like this very clean, pure, beautiful energy. And you do get a sense of like, God damn, everything's going to be okay. Not God damn, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's going to be fine. It's not going anywhere. You're not going to like, there's no way you're going to stop it. And then it was just so sweet, man. My kid, because I'm not Catholic, but my kid looked at me and goes, you can come here every Friday and Sunday. Oh, just so sweet. Just to think about that psychopath doing that. What the fuck, man? What the fuck? It's so perplexing that is, to this day, that's still happening. Like, my brain just keeps going back to that. Like, they're still essentially like throwing Christians to lions. Like, why? Like, if you go to any church, like at the very worst, it's annoying. At the very worst, or boring, I guess. I'd rather be annoyed than bored. Like, at the very worst, it's fucking boring. Stuffy, I don't know. You just want to get the fuck out of there. Go have a beer. But
did they have police at your church yet?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is fucking Texas, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think things are going to work out the same way if someone tried to do that shit in a Catholic church in Texas. But shit, man, it's the fact that that has to be there.
Yeah.
Is like, you know, there's certain places where, of course, there should be armed guards, Brinks trucks, it makes sense. You got guys with like combat shotguns and Brinks trucks because they're filled with money. You steal money. Brinks trucks, it makes sense. There's armed guards. Strip clubs, armed guards, makes sense. Horny psychos, you know? But a church where like they're not, all they're saying is like you should just love everybody.
At my dad's church, a lot of the older men stand in the back right where the front door is at, which in case anybody comes in, but I don't think any of them are armed. So it's just going to be a bunch of old men trying to tackle a guy with a, you know, a weapon. It's I don't think it's going to go as well.
That's not going to go well.
No, they're all in their 60s.
It's not going to go well. No. And it's also like just so paradoxical to have someone with a fucking gun at a church. But, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Some fucking Looney Tunes gets a misfiring of their fucking neurons. And next thing you know, they're storming a church.
All right. I re-exported it. And
okay, great. Play it.
Okay. I renamed it to.
Great. Play it.
All right. Gotcha.
What's up, Peter? Wanted to say after having a great day.
No.
I
don't. No, not. That's obviously not it. I don't play that. I sent you that and said, don't play that. Turn that off.
Oh, fuck.
It's not the video at all. Why'd you even think that was a video?
Because I renamed it, and I guess I renamed it the wrong thing.
What the fuck, man? It's nothing. Don't play that. Again, that was a private message to a friend. Look, I will, let me re-export it, and then I'll send it to you. Okay.
Yes, please.
Hang on. Sorry, guys. I know you guys, many of you are here to see this. And I will say this, your patience is going to pay off today because this is hardcore. I would say this is the most hardcore thing that I've ever done by far. And I feel weird doing it. Honestly, I feel a little like uneasy doing it. But I feel like it has to be done. I have no choice. You know, there's armed guards at Catholic churches, and sometimes, you know, the best defense is a good offense, as they say.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if this person that you're going to do this to is as powerful as we think they might be, maybe they're messing the video up.
Shut up.
Okay.
That's just that's what we call cope. You think that they hacked you? You think you're getting hacked? That they hacked your editing?
I don't know. Possibly.
You think you're getting hacked?
I don't know why it keeps doing that. That's what at the same part.
No, it's your fucking gear, dude. You got to upgrade. There's shit in the studio that needs upgrading. We might have to do a Kickstarter or something. Hold on. Let me re-export this. I'll give it to you right now. Hold on. Sorry, you guys.
Yes. Hang on. Sorry, Chad. Everybody's pretty pissed at me.
Guys, we're working on it, all right? Hang on. Hold on. Let's see this. Hang on. Re-export this fucking thing. I'm sorry, you guys. This is mortifying. I know a lot of you are like taking time off work and stuff to watch this. I fully respect that. And just hang on. Honestly, it's stupid to re-export it because it's literally I'm just going to send you the exact same thing that I already sent you. You know, Josh?
I know what?
You know that I'm sending you just the exact same thing that I already sent you.
Yeah, but sometimes when people send files, they get corrupted. So, you know, that could be it. Because I've
sometimes people don't have the gear they need in that, and so that also happens sometimes, right?
Well, you know, you were gone. I took a little time off, a little vacation for
myself. Yeah, but that's fine. I'm glad you took a vacation. I'd love to take a vacation. That would be fun. I love a little vacation. Got all these kids, so I kind of can't. But here.
I got a lot of kids too.
Yeah, I know you do, Josh. But yeah. I had to take a vacation. I would love a vacation, especially right now. There you go. Try that one.
All right. So I can't fuck this up because you sent it to me.
Play it.
All right.
Pangolins. I mean, what are they? They're cute, but are they evil? Kind of like lizards. I remember pangolins. Yeah. That was when I used to play Hollow Knight. I think there were pangolins in there. Can't wait for Silk Song. Should I buy a Switch for that? Seems crazy. Isn't it going to be on PlayStation? They've added a new cake pop at Starbucks. A raccoon.
or something that is trying to be a raccoon. And yet, look at that poor thing's eyes. It's like it knows it's a simulacrum. Always seeking realness, wanting to be authentic, and yet doomed to forever be a poor imitation. I'm thinking a lot about doors and walls. A wall without a door sends a message.
Okay, pause it there. All right, get ready, guys. So, again, for a lot of you are going to judge me that I did this. A lot of you are going to say, this is fucking unethical. You shouldn't have done this. Not cool, Duncan. And I thought about that. I talked to a lot of people about it. And, you know, honestly, when I, today in mass, when they were saying, you know, you should actually just love. That's the Christian way. It moved me. And I thought, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this video. Maybe like it's not the right move. And this is a message from God saying, don't, there's no, you know, we're talking about, I think one thing all of us have in common is we want harmony in the world. And we might have different ways of looking at that. You know what harmony is, but I just think there's a general sort of human impulse that is the opposite of the things that cause violence and war and suffering and hatred and division. There's a human impulse. It's a beautiful thing. Some people say it's the soul, the fruits of the spirit. And it's inside all of us. And we all want that. And if you think about it, the cycle of violence in the world that's been going on and on and on and on, it's always happening because someone feels justified in what they're doing and hurting someone else. They think that what they're doing is right. There's some justification in the violence and the aggression, some justification in the attack, that they're good. And they don't realize that the reason almost becomes secondary to the aggression itself, that the aggression is the root cause of all the problems. Here we are on this beautiful planet. Here we are in this incredible planet, a Garden of Eden style planet. And we're always rubbing shoulders with paradise. We're always one collective realization away from dropping the swords, putting down the guns, stopping the violence, stopping the infinite, never-ending aggression against each other that we think is so justified, giving up on the dream of revenge. Always right there. And that being said, I'm still going to do this fucking video. Play it. Get ready.
Come in. Add a door to it, and the wall changes. With enough force, any wall becomes a door. Any wall can be overcome. And in this overcoming, we merge with the wall. We become forever part of the wall's story.
Here we go.
Pangolins.
Get ready.
I mean, what are they?
Pangolins. Come on, man.
You sent me the video.
Pangolins. I mean,
are you doing this on purpose?
No.
I mean, what are they?
This is you. You're doing this on purpose. Well, are you sabotaging this for some reason?
I'm not sabotaging anything. I'm telling you, like, you sent me that video, and then it keeps looping and playing and stuff, and I didn't even do it.
Play it.
What's up, Peter? Wanted to
what the fuck? Don't play that again. Delete that from your computer. That's a private message to a friend. Look, we're going to work on it. Keep working on it, Josh. Use your other computer. Transfer it to your other computer and use that.
Okay.
Look, Josh is a great guy. Don't get mad at him. You know, he's one of the coolest people I know. So please don't chat. Please be cool to my producer, Josh. He's a wonderful dude. And please stop attacking him in the chat. I am going to address the allegations. It's coming up. It's in this video. I have poured my heart into this. You know, I've been doing so much thinking and reflection, and I've been really, truly, like, I have an answer, and it's important. And I don't want to be like, I don't want to pat myself on the back or anything like that. But as you can see from the beginning, it's a fucking incredible. It's when I was doing it, I'm like, oh my God, it's like, I kind of have this feeling of like, I feel a little like Ken Burns, or like, it's just something moved through me, like a spirit moved through me. And, I feel like it's an important thing, and more of us should be doing things like this. You know, we can't just ignore, you know, in Buddhism, ignorance is one of the root causes of suffering, you know, and ignorance, what is ignorance? Ignorance, it's not just dumb. It doesn't mean like, you know, you're ignorant, like you're an idiot. Ignorance means actively ignoring. So even though something's right in front of you, you try not to see it. Now, usually, you know, something is in front of us. It's more inside of us. You know, there's some feeling that we have that is just unbearable. And why wouldn't you have that feeling? The world, if you really open your heart to it, is almost unbearable. You know, if you just expand the circumference of your community outside of you and your friends, or you and your family, to just your neighborhood, or a little further out than that, then suddenly, like, if everybody's your kids, you know, everybody, all the kids out there, those are your kids. All the mommies are your mommies. All the dads are your dads. All the wives are your wives.
Ooh, I like that one.
I don't mean it sexually, man.
I didn't either.
Yes, you did. See, that's you. Okay. So here's the thing. I know, because you do podcasts. I know you do comedy podcasts. I know that. And so I know part of a comedy podcast is that, like, play a, God damn it. Play a fart sound. Like, how does my wife, I have it on airplane mode, but she can still get through. What is that? I don't know how to stop it. God damn it. As I was saying, what was I saying? Oh, comedy pod. You probably, what, you want to play a fart sound? Okay, let's do that. Here, Josh, this is what Josh would like to be doing. Hold on. Here we go. Don't. Was it? Use an app if you're going to do that.
I like to vocalize my farts.
Is that what you like, Josh? You feel uncomfortable now?
Yeah.
This is what you like? This is what you want in this fucking podcast? You feeling good now? This is what you want? Fart sounds? This is what you fucking want? Yeah, wow, this is great. This is fucking great. What's happened to comedy? This is what you want. Fucking disgusting. It makes me sick. You know, we just can't ignore, you know. If you it takes courage to turn and face those parts of ourselves that are kind of hard to accept. It takes courage to reflect. It takes courage to look within. And it takes courage to sit with the pain, not tell a story about it, come up with a reason for the pain, not even come up with an explanation for all that suffering, but just sit with it. Like, you know, if you've ever seen a mother with a crying child, you know, they just hold them, love them, and the child calms down. And that part of yourself that just doesn't want to be held, that's the part of you that wants to be held the most. That's the part of you that needs love the most. And until you have the courage to turn and face it, until you have the courage to be with it, unconditional love, then it's always just going to be squalling and crying like a baby on a plane. Squalling and crying. Did you fix? Tell me you fucking fixed it.
It's so exporting.
Okay. You know what I? You know what I? Speaking of exporting, do you know what I have?
What?
I have exported a pyramid tape.
Oh shit! Okay.
I got it. So I don't know if it fits in with today. I would love to just wrap up this part of it. The problem is the video I made is very long. So if we're gonna watch the whole fucking thing, it's. You know, people have time now. They're on break from work. Should have played this on Monday on Should play this on Labor Day. Somebody said Red Bar guy. I hope Red Bar is watching. I made this for Red Bar. Is it exported?
Yeah.
Play it.
All right.
This is for Red Bar.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Mm. What do you mean? Mm?
I'm just...
What do you mean you're just, how is this so hard? You've played a million videos on them. Just play it.
All right.
Pangolins. I mean, what are they? They're cute, but are they evil? Kind of like lizards. I remember pangolins. Yeah. That was when I used to play Hollow Knight. I think there were pangolins in there. Can't wait for Silk Song. Should I buy a Switch for that?
Can you stop right there, Josh? Stop. Stop! I would, before you keep playing it, just while we have this on, I would love to know in the chat, how many of you have gotten the new Switch? Do you think Silk Song, do you think it makes sense to buy the Switch just to play the next Hollow Knight? I'd love to see that in the chat. Can you pull the chat up real quick, Josh?
Yeah.
No, somebody's saying no. I got a PS5 Pro just for Death Stranding 2. Didn't ask that at all. Yes. Taurus only saying yes. Why do you think that? Because it seems like a lot of the it's going to be on PlayStation. And I'm just trying, you know, what is the reason other than you can, I guess, haul the thing around with you. But I'm over 50. I can't be on an airplane playing a Switch. Floriter says response, it's coming. I'm going to play the rest of the video. I think that you'll be pleased with the response. Is it Switch 3 or Switch 2? It's 2, right?
I have no
is
idea.
Is it 3 or 2? There's no reason, just use your PlayStation. Steam Deck. Now, you know what? Pen781, I got to say, I got a Steam Deck. And I was excited as hell about it, but it can't play any of the new games coming out. Like, I just wanted to be able to, but that being said, I've been playing this game Factorio. Oh my God. It's like, it looks like shit, but it's the most engrossing, incredible game I've ever played. But Hollow Knight, now that's like up there with Elden Ring as far as cool games go. That's the kind of game where you feel like you're in a dream the weeks that you're playing it. So Silk Song, I've been just waiting for it. And I've been looking at that Switch and I've just been thinking, I'm going to do it. I think the new Donkey Kong game looks okay, but I don't know, two games, is it worth it? And I'm assuming there's going to be other cool shit, but then I've heard the frame rates on the Switch, too, are dropping off on Elden Ring, so I'm a little worried about that. And there's probably going to be another handheld console coming out. Like, I heard Xbox is releasing a handheld, so which you'll be able to access Steam, and, you know, it feels like if you just wait a year, you're going to be able to play AAA games on a handheld, and it's going to look incredible with super high frame rates, so... Thank you so much for the input, guys. Go ahead and finish this up. All right, let's drop the fucking mic on these motherfuckers. Here we go.
Isn't it going to be on PlayStation?
Start it from the beginning.
Okay.
They've added a new cake pop at Starbucks.
Pangolins. I mean, what are they? They're cute, but are they evil? Kind of like lizards. I remember pangolins. Yeah. That was when I used to play Hollow Knight. I think there were pangolins in there. Can't wait for Silk Song. Should I buy a Switch for that? Seems crazy. Isn't it gonna be on PlayStation?
They've added a new cake pop at Starbucks. A raccoon. Or something that is trying to be a raccoon. And yet, look at that poor thing's eyes. It's like it knows it's a simulacrum. Always seeking realness, wanting to be authentic, and yet doomed to forever be a poor imitation. I'm thinking a lot about doors and walls. A wall without a door sends a message. It says, you can't come in. Add a door to it, and the wall changes. With enough force, any wall becomes a door. Any wall can be overcome. And in this overcoming, we merge with the wall. We become forever part of the wall's story.
Pangolins.
Maybe this is a good thing, you know?
What are they?
And it's like it's happening for a reason. You know,
maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe it's good that, like, because you don't know what can happen.
Hey, what's up? I came to get my car fixed, and you didn't fix the car. Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, because then you can drive your car and get into a car accident, and now
it happened for a reason.
Yeah,
maybe that's a good thing. Hey, what's going on? I wanted to have an operation. But you removed my kidney, and I just needed to have knee surgery. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it happened for a reason.
That's more of a mix-up, but
I mean, you know, listen. From what I'm trying to learn right now is you know, the paramita of patience in Buddhism. The paramitas. They're fairly similar to the Christian fruits of the spirit, generosity, patience, discipline. And I'm working on the paramita of patience. Where are you going? Are you walking out?
No. I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
All right. Listen, guys, this is, we're trying right now to fix this thing. I guess there's some kind of party happening out there now. And, just here's what you do, Josh. Switch it to your other computer. Transfer to the other computer. Connect the computer to the internet, and then we will we'll play the video that everybody's waiting for. And for those of you who came here just for this, I can't apologize enough. I see there's 555 people in the chat right now, angel numbers, and sincere apology to every single one of you who came here, you know, for my response. I could fucking just say it, but I show it, I break it down, and I'm not going to throw away days of work so that I can't do it live. I can't do it live, Matt Kratz. I can't. I'm not going to do that to myself. As an artist, I can't do that to myself. It's like, you know what? Hey, Picasso, can you describe the picture that the guy running the fucking art museum shit all over? And now he can't see it? You know? Can't do that. I'm going to repaint the picture. I'll go back. I'll redo the whole fucking thing if I have to. I'll figure it out. Did you switch computers?
It's still turning on. The other computer, I was off, so I have to wait till it turns on.
All right. Well, how much time do we have?
How long we've been doing it?
How long has this been?
45 minutes.
Okay, good. All right. I guess while that's happening, I'm just going to read some dates I've got coming up. I'd love for you guys to come out to the show. Let's see here. Great. Dates aren't coming up on the computer.
See, maybe your computer. When you send it over.
Yeah, but my computer isn't. My computer isn't the one playing the video. Isn't that's your computer? This is your client's computer. You know.
I thought of you more as a friend than a client, but.
Right. Play it.
What's up, Peter?
What the fuck?
Great day.
Dude, seriously, man. Now I think you're... Oh, here we go. It's comedy podcast time. Okay, turn it off. Turn that off.
Been thinking about you. Call you later.
Turn it off. Turn it off. Don't play that again. Comedy, Austin Comedy Podcast. Whoa. September 4th, I'm going to be at the Hollywood Improv. September 5th. I'll be at the Irvine Improv, September 6th, Irvine Improv. Come see me at Cobb's Comedy Club, September 13th and September 12th. On September 26th, I'll be at the Four Winds Casino South Bend. Come see me October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Wise Guys Comedy Club, Salt Lake City, October 9th through the 11th at the Tacoma Comedy Club. October 17th. Wait. October 17th at the Omaha Funny Bone. October 18th, Omaha Funny Bone. October 8th. You love it, Josh, huh? Woo! Austin Comedy! That's what you like, Austin. Oh!
I like my farts a little wetter, but.
Oh, boy. Great. Grow up. Grow up. Grow up. Well, I guess since that's not working, for those of you who are just joining us, you know, one thing that Josh and I have been fucking around with on the podcast is I got a box of tapes sent to my house. And you can go to this Pyramid Tapes subreddit if you're interested in it. I guess trigger warning. This is honestly kind of disturbing. And because I spent so much time working on this fucking video, I... Come on, man. You're going to laugh? That makes you laugh, huh? Little fart sounds makes you laugh.
It does something to your soul.
Okay, for the adults who are watching and not the children, I received a box of tapes at my house that are fucking weird. And I have been sort of going back and forth on playing them on the podcast. But I did have a little bit of time and I managed to export one of the tapes that I could play for you guys. Do you guys want to hear one of these tapes or should we like try to play my response video?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, Monkey Firelord, a self-banned... self-banned. Self-banned 5 minutes. Anyone saying Suey Eyes self-banned 5 minutes? I can't believe this makes you laugh so hard.
Yeah.
You know, Josh, I spent a lot of time trying to create a vibe in my podcast, and today I really wanted to like seriously connect with a lot of people who are confused, and I wanted people to like hear my side of the story. And so I spent a lot of time working on that video, and because of some technical error here at this podcast studio where you should be able to play videos, I have not been able to play it. And though I guess like fart jokes are funny, I'm a little disappointed, because sometimes I feel like it's time to put the comedy thing aside just for a second. And I feel like these days, especially, what the world needs from comedians more than anything is for us to put the comedy aside and for us to get real, get serious, and use our platforms for good, and recognize what it means to have a platform. Yeah, sure, as a comedian, I could shake my fart thing all day, and I could make fart sounds, and this is the fart cushion app. And, you know, I could do that all day. Or I could make the right choice and protect people of the world. And that's what I was trying to do today with that video, Josh. And I guess for you, you're just like, fuck it, you know, fuck it. We're in Texas, right? Did you get the video? Should we try one more time?
Yeah, I got the video.
Seriously, man.
Hey, whatever
if
happens.
If this doesn't fucking work, people are going to fucking, they're going to be furious.
Whatever happens is supposed to happen.
Play it. Pangolins. I mean, what are they? They're cute, but are they evil? Kind of like lizards. I remember pangolins. Yeah. That was when I used to play Hollow Knight. I think there were pangolins in there. Can't wait for Silk Song. Should I buy a Switch for that? Seems crazy. Isn't it going to be on PlayStation? They've added a new cake pop at Starbucks. A raccoon. Or something that is trying to be a raccoon. And yet, look at that poor thing's eyes. It's like it knows it's a always seeking realness, wanting to be authentic, and yet doomed to forever be a poor imitation. I'm thinking a lot about doors and walls. A wall without a door sends a message. It says, you can't come in. Add a door to it, and the wall changes. With enough force, any wall becomes a door. Any wall can be overcome. And in this overcoming, we merge with the wall. We become forever part of the wall's story. Pangolins. I mean, what are they? Pangolins. I mean, what are they? Pangolins. I mean, pangolins. I mean, what are they? You know what? Fuck it.
Okay, maybe if we
have a nice day, Josh.
Well, no, but if we keep letting it play, maybe
have
it'll
a nice day.
Maybe
you just keep letting it play.
All right, so I'm just afraid to play the video, because if I play the video, I've seen the full thing for it. Oh, now he's locked out. Let him in.
I'll be right there. All right, man.
The cat sat on the mat.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
So I'm fast forwarding through the video. I'm looking at the end of it. And let's see.
Just forget it. No, just forget it. It's a sign. Just forget it. Forget it. It's a sign.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes this is how it works. I guess like the idea, what I was going to do is probably fucked up. So.
I mean, it looks corrupted. I mean.
Yeah, it looks corrupted, Josh. It looks corrupted. Sometimes people very close to us become corrupted.
Yeah. Or they're just looking out for your best interest sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, I could see a lot of you are upset. You know, I feel like some of you are like, it's the first time you've come to the podcast, and I'm mortified that this is what I do. That this is what you get. Usually it doesn't, the podcast is actually, believe it or not, very professionally produced and well done. And these things don't happen. So I see a lot of you guys. I see what you're posting there. And I'll admit, it's hurtful. And I really want to respond to this, but I want to do it in the right way. So here's what we'll do. Come back next week. Josh, after this, let's work on whatever's going on here. Come back next week.
Yeah.
And we will play this video and you will get the response that I think you deserve and that I know you want. So for those of you who stuck through the whole thing, I just got to say, I applaud your patience. And like Josh said, sometimes things do happen for a reason. You know, I guess the best way to wrap this thing up is to think a little bit about patience. Most importantly, to think about the fruits of the spirit, which are, I'll look it up. I haven't memorized, but I got jet lag. So my brain is just mushy right now. Let's see here, the fruits of the spirit. It's from Galatians. But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's really beautiful. What's the whole verse? Galatians 5:22, 23. Galatians 5:22, 23. Can't you just give me the fucking verse? Here it is. Back a few. I don't know what's going on here. Mercury is like definitely fucking with me right now.
See, so it's not just my computer.
No. This is a totally different thing. I'm trying to find a Bible verse. For those of you just joining us, we try to do a little Bible verse every episode. Here we go. Here it is. Okay. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations. What's that? Like emulators. Wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revellings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in spirit, let us also walk in spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear you another burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Wow, that's very beautiful. A lot to swallow there, and
Peter,
come on.
I was trying to refresh the other video. Where's the other video that was?
To continue, I think that these days especially, if you want a reason to hate somebody, you want a reason to attack somebody, you want a reason to divide and to think you're part of the right team, you can find it. But if you have the courage to look within, to reflect and thank, then maybe you'll notice something. There's a kind of not great feeling that goes along with that, a sense of self-imposed smallness, feeling that you've sort of shriveled yourself down. And I think that feeling is related to the
reality that this beautiful technology that is causing so many problems in the world is also the doorway to a kind of never before seen harmony, unity, and connection between human beings, something that transcends the state, the government, and whatever the zeitgeist happens to be. Anytime we decide to put poison into that beautiful, incredible tapestry, then we just become part of the entropic force that is keeping our planet eternally away from what it could be. And so let us end in prayer. Thank you, God, for this beautiful platform you've given me. Thank you, God, for my wonderful family and for Josh, even though he fucked this thing up brutally today. Please, God, forgive me for my transgressions, and let all of those who have ears to hear connect with your light, your beauty, and your love. Offer solace and peace to the families affected by that brutal horror that just happened. Whatever it may be, probably a lot of horrors, honestly, have happened. I mean, probably something every 5 minutes terrible happened. So for whatever happened, not just in this last 5 minutes, but in the previous 5 minutes and all the 5 minutes before, bring comfort to those who need comfort. Please, God, help Josh upgrade the studio. Help him realize that he is a producer of podcasts and that probably his equipment should be capable of playing simple videos. And help him understand that he should apologize to me publicly for what he did to me today. Amen.
Amen.
Anything to say?
Oh, you got a bunch of super chats.
Oh, let's go through them. Great. But you might have something to say, Josh.
It's been my birthday's tomorrow.
That's so great, but
I turned 40.
But really?
Yeah, I turned 40 tomorrow.
Congratulations, Josh.
Thank you.
Well done. 40 is a big year. Hey, C4864 says, please address the Elephant Graveyard episode. I'm not sure what that is. Can you send a link? Getting some Harmony Crew invites. Thank you very much. Thank you. If you could see the little video that Josh fucked up, you would probably get other vibes, more of like a Ken Burns kind of vibe. But I appreciate that because I do think he's a genius. Dalton says, we're connected by 2 degrees. I did not know that, Dalton 994, but you could let me know what those degrees are. Haley Jan 63 asks if I've ever laid across a Shakti mat. Let me look that up. I'll let you know. Shakti mat. No, but that looks incredible. Probably need it. My back's kind of fucked up right now. All that flying. Acupressure. I do have nails that I stand on. Somebody brought this really cool board of nails that you stand on them. And it's the craziest shit ever. I'll bring it if you want to try it. It's like you feel it through your whole body. It's amazing.
Is that better than walking on coals?
Yeah, I would say so. The walking on coals thing seems like horse shit to me. No offense to anybody out there who does that or who is currently walking on coals. Hey, Duncan. You got to check out Jared Wright from Australia, creator of animated series Sasse the Sasquatch and The Big Les Show. I've heard of The Big Les Show. I'll check it out. Stax and Malik is saying, we still love you, Duncan. Thank you. Just worried teal defense was such a strange thing to see come from you. This techno demons want to destroy our world, Dunk. Coincidentally, if Josh had not fucked up this video, I think you would actually hear what I have to say about that. And I think it might change your mind a little bit about what you're thinking there. I really appreciate those super chats. Thank you so much. And guys, again, I can't apologize enough for the mess that this episode was. I've been, just know that I've been really fixated and working on this, trying to get this to work. For those of you who are really want to know what's going on, and like, honestly, after this, I think I'm going to add some things to the video. But please come back next week. We'll be here on Wednesday. Wednesday, we will have for you a working video. I don't care if Josh and I have to spend his whole birthday working on this.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Come back next week. Wednesday, I will show this video and we will get everything out in the light, because I think that's just the best thing to do in situations like this. So I'll see you next Wednesday. I love you guys so much. Thank you for bearing with me. Remember the fruits of the Spirit, specifically patience. You know, we have to, if we can learn patience with each other, if we could just stop that reactive thing that just makes you want to lash out. You know, the thing that makes cats bite little kids. You don't want that in you. We could just learn some patience with each other, kindness with each other, generosity with each other. Then this world that we're in, it doesn't have to be such a miserable place. I believe it's possible. I think world peace is possible. And I'm telling you the truth. See you guys next week. Don't play that. Don't play that. See you next week.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first, there, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.